A middle-aged man came into our prayer meeting service a couple of Wednesday nights ago. And Gary was sick and I was conducting the service. We finished our prayer time. I was chatting with some folks. I had my eye on this guy. I wanted to meet him. Didn't know him. I saw one of our members talking to him and thought, well, I'll slip over there in just a moment. But the member who was talking to this middle-aged man literally took him by the hand and pulled him over to me. He introduced us all around, and this man said, I live way on the other side of the town. In fact, he gave an address way on the south side of town. He said, the Holy Spirit made it very clear to me that I was to come to this church tonight to get right with God. Man, I'm desperate. I've been right with God before. Man, I'm desperate. And so we sat down and talked for a little while. And finally, I began to share with him the plan of salvation, how he could find eternal life in Jesus Christ as his Savior. When I finished, I turned to him and said, would you like to receive Christ as your Savior? He said, oh, that would be wonderful. And I realized down deep in my spirit that we could have bowed our heads and he could have asked Christ to come into his heart and we would have had a spiritual stillbirth. So I said to him, well, let's talk for a few minutes about your sins. Up to this point, he'd been desperate, but it's wonderful to receive Jesus. I'd like that. A smile on his face. I said, let's talk about your sins. Are there any sins that you're involved with right now that the Holy Spirit is convicting you are wrong and you need to forsake? He went, huh? I said, are there any sins that you're involved in right now that the Holy Spirit's telling you are wrong and you need to give up? And he hung his head and said, well, I'm living with a woman, and began to weep. I let him cry for a few minutes, and then I said, all right, you're living with a woman. Anything else? Yeah. Man, I'm really hooked with drugs and alcohol. It's killing me. I said, all right, anything else? Yeah. I'm really, really having a difficult time forgiving my ex-wife. All right, anything else? Yeah. I'm angry. I said, all right, are you bitter? Yeah, I'm bitter. All right, anything else? No? That's it. I said, all right, let's start at the bottom and work up. Do you want to keep your anger and your bitterness, or would you like to give them up? Boy, would I like to give them up. I'm sick of being an angry and a bitter man. I'd love to give them up. I said, well, now, you may not be able to give them up immediately when you come to Christ. Some of those feelings take a while to change, but you can be assured God will give you victory over that. How about the unforgiving spirit towards your ex-wife? Would you like to have a forgiving heart towards her? Boy, would I ever. It's just eating my insides out. I'd love to have a forgiving heart towards her. Great. The Lord God could go to work on that. You may not get that immediately, but He'll work on that feeling, and He'll provide for you a very forgiving heart. How about the drugs and alcohol? You willing to give them up? Oh, yes. Financially, they're ruining me, and I can tell how they're ruining my life. I'd love to give them up. Well, you realize that when you come to Christ, I've seen some mighty miracles work. I've seen, in fact, sometimes God totally take alcohol or drugs away from a person and never touch it again. But then other times, it seems like God begins to work slowly to work that out of their lives. And you may not get rid of this overnight, but do you want to be rid of it? Boy, I want to be rid of it. Great. How about the girl? Silence. How about the girl? Will you give her up? And the tears begin to flow again. Man, I can't give her up. Are you willing to give up the anger and the bitterness? Yeah. You willing to give up the unforgiving spirit? Yeah. You willing to give up the drugs and alcohol? Yeah. You willing to give up the girl? No. I can't do that. So I said very gently to him, well, let me make this clear. You realize that you can't have Jesus Christ and keep the girl. You cannot say to Jesus Christ, I want you as my Savior and Lord. I want to surrender my life to you. But now listen, Jesus, there's a couple of things I want to hold back. You cannot say that. if you like the Lord Jesus Christ, then you must give up the girl. Now, you realize the issue is not the girl. That's not the issue. The issue is repentance. For this guy just happened to be a girl. He says, I'm not going to give her up. For the rich young ruler, it was his materialism. I'm not going to give it up. The issue is not the particular sin. It could have been a multitude of any sins. The issue is, I've got something I'm going to hang on to. I don't care what Jesus Christ says. The Lord Jesus Christ says, you cannot have your Jesus and also have your sin. You must be willing to give it up. When he gave her up, boy, the tears were just streaming. Finally, he looked up and he said, man, I'm struggling. I said, yeah, I know, I can tell that. You see, that's how it is when the Holy Spirit begins to convict a man about a sin, or a woman about a sin. The tears come. The conviction's there. So oftentimes, before the work is finished, we say, well, are you really sorry about that sin? Yeah, great. Now you can pray to receive Christ as your Savior and you're fit for heaven. Wait a minute. Here's a man who's partaking of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's obviously working on his heart. Here's a man who's tasting of the heavenly gift. It was so close he could taste it. Here's a man who was tasting of the Word of God. You can do all those things and never receive saving grace. He said, thank you for making the issue clear. I guess it really all depends upon how much I really want Jesus Christ. Yeah, I guess it really does. I gave him some tracts, showed him some passages in the Bible to read, and say, listen, I've done all I can for you. I'm going to go pray for you. I think it'd be a good idea if you found a quiet place and sat down, and you and God begin to wrestle through this thing. And when you've made your decision that you're going to sell out to Jesus Christ and come to Him, then, boy, I'll do all I can to help you. Here's my card. Got any questions, give me a holler.